Walsh, the referee. Gerard Hegarty pleading off camera. And now Tyler Walsh has gone down with an injury. Obviously, he's got a cramp. And Adam English is doing the physiotherapy work.
Yeah.
This is exactly what Joanne and the panel, Liam and Don Logan, Henry, were discussing. And it's the referee that is experiencing.
And referees are you don't realise, the referees are travelling 11, 12 kilometres in all the games. They were mind to say, and then you have the pressure added on that, and players can sometimes take a sip of water from the sidelines to help with the rehydration process. Of referees in the middle of the field, he doesn't have that luxury as well. So I presume the fourth official down there now, or one of the linesmen, Gleam Gordon, somebody will go in and take his spot. Because it's a real, like, it's the kind of game, Marty, you want to be in the full of your health down there. Now, I might say when you're reffing it, because they're really going at each other. So we'll give Tyler whatever time he needs to gather himself.
2 points between the teams. There will be, obviously, added time to the first 10 minutes. And Tyler looks like he's back on his feet. Will James Owens take over the refereeing duty? It looks like he is.
Yeah.
So James Owens will step in, and Tyler just giving the details of what he's written on his notebook of who had yellow cards. But Tyler Walsh, disappointment for him to have to leave in extra time. But he certainly, look, as Dunlop said, there have been a lot of imperfections, but I do believe that Tyler has contributed to this Munster final.
Marty, there's no doubt about it. See there, the sportsmanship out on that pitch. Adam English went over and shook hands with him, and we're shaking hands with the new match official, which they accept. But Tyler, like, cramps come on you like that, just all of a sudden, bang, you're on the ground. But everybody out there, Marty, has literally run themselves into the ground, including the match official. We'll get going again. I presume they've given the last ball as being wide, and we restart.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I think Gerard Hegarty gave up.